Welcome to Money for Life with Rocky Mountain Wealth Partners, Robert Stanlick. Advice to build and protect your wealth and your money for life. Money for Life is sponsored. The views expressed do not reflect those of KRDO staff and management. And now, here's your host, Robert Stanlick.
All right, welcome to another edition of the Money for Life show. My name is Robert Stanlick, and Rocky Mountain Wealth Partners. I've been in the financial services business for over 25 years and do a lot of technical analysis as well as income and financial planning. Subscribe to a lot of great technical and research stuff, such as the Dorsey Wright point and figure charting, a great program on risk management that allows us to take portfolios and compare them to different scenarios to measure the type of risk. Also am a subscriber to a great service for Social Security planning. And I just received in a limited supply of some great Social Security planning brochures that are laminated. It's about 8 pages. It gives some great information on when to apply, what some of the rules are, covers divorces, covers survivor benefits, all those types of things. And if you'd like to receive one of those brochures, just give us a call, 400-6521, 400-6521, and we'll be happy to get those mailed out to you. Looking at the markets, it's kind of interesting. I've got a chart of the Dow from January pulled up, and we've had, looks like about 9 different pullbacks into that 9 to 11% negative range. We just broke through on Thursday some a little bit of support at that 24,000 mark. And it got me curious as to when the last time I really remember seeing this buy the dip mentality where you get a pullback in this range and everybody jumps in and buys. And the first thing that popped into my head was to pull up the Dow Jones from January of 2008 into November of 2008. And I've got the chart pulled up here. And back then, we're looking at a Dow that started off at about 13,000, pulled down to about 11,500, had a rebound up to 12,600, 12,700. Then you get into March and we saw that pullback into that 11.6 range, bought that dip. It ran up into May, up over 13,000, hit that mark twice. And then we had a little bit of a pullback. They tried the buy the dip, I'm looking at about the second week of June, and that failed. Then we had a pullback going into July that hit at about 11.5, and then it continued to go through about three quarters of the way of July down to 11,000, and people jumped in and bought that dip, got up to about 11.8, and it kind of plateaued at that 11.8 to 11.4 range until September. Then the lows just kept getting lower and lower. We were at 11,000, 10,500, 10,000. Well, and then you know the rest of the history of 2008 and where we ended up in that 6,000 range on the Dow there. I'm not saying, you know, history is going to repeat itself identically, but we are seeing, you know, support starting to wane at this point. It would have been nice at 24,500 if we would have gotten that bounce back up into the 25,000 range, but it just hasn't happened yet. We are kind of in the doldrums of summer, so that could be a factor in this as well. But it brings up a great point. What's your defense team if this does break down? What investments have you identified, if any? How are you going to adjust your portfolio? What moves are you going to make so you're just not sitting and writing out a possible correction in this case? We can help you with that. We've got the tools available. We can analyze your portfolio. We can risk measure your portfolio against 2008 if you want to do that specific scenario, if you want to do the Fed overshooting. A lot of stuff is starting to repeat what the Fed did in the 1930s. They got pretty happy with themselves, and then in 1933 they over-tightened and spooked the market again. Could that be repeated? We have a scenario that will test your portfolio against those type of things. A lot of different tools that we have available, and we're happy to sit down and review those with you. The number to call is 400-6521. We're located right off of Centennial at Chuck Wagon. Real easy location to get to on the west side of town. We'd be happy to sit down with you. If you'd like to get in touch with Mary Thorne with Certainty Home Mortgages, you can give us a call at 400-6521 or Mike Muir or myself. And one of the things that in working with Mary, and in this type of market where interest rates are starting to go up and people are refinancing, downsizing, upsizing, one of the things that they have questions about is, geez, you know, do I do another 30 or maybe I've been in my house 10 years. I've only got 20 years to pay on it. When I buy a new one, do I do a 15 year or do I do another 30? And one of the things that we can do is take the information and the payments on a 30 year versus a 15 year, see the difference in payments between the two, and show you a program called Mortgage Acceleration. And typically it's done with a life insurance policy, but it can be done with other investments. The nice thing about the life insurance is if someone dies, then there's money there to pay the mortgage off. But the basic premise of this is to grow the cash value to a level that in 12 to 16 years is enough to pay the mortgage off. And the nice thing about this is, let's say you're buying a new house and you put down extra money and you go to a 15 year and you build up this equity. And then the housing market has another swan dive and it's, you know, 10 years before it recovers. You've lost that equity for that period of time to be able to pull out of your house. Where if you build the equity up inside like a life insurance policy, then you've got that money sitting in an account that is available to you and liquid, and you don't have to wait for the housing market to come up. This is called a mortgage acceleration program. And if you'd like more information on that, if you'd like to talk to myself or Mary, possibly about refinancing, trading up in a house, give us a call, 400-6521, 400-6521. Or you can visit my website, and I've got links and bio information for both Mary and Mike on there. It's Robert Stanlick, STANLICK.com, RobertStanlick.com, to visit the website and learn about some of the information that Mary and Mike has to offer, as well as myself. While we're on this subject, there is another great program out there called pension maximization, and this is a scenario now that is becoming more and more popular as pensions are becoming underfunded. So the payouts have been cut down a little bit, but let's say you've got an option A, which gives you 100% of your pension for as long as you live, and if your spouse outlives you, then she doesn't get anything. The other option is typically 50% of your pension that goes to you, and then if you die first, your surviving spouse gets the 50% then for the rest of her life. You can take those numbers that you get, take the difference between 100% payout versus 50, buy a life insurance policy on yourself that will have a cash value big enough to cover the income and possibly more for your spouse for the rest of her life. And then if something happens where she were to pass away first, you've got access to all that cash through that policy, so it's not wasted money on a pension plan like that. So we've got a lot of alternatives there. One of the companies that we do a lot of work with has a unique feature that I think is exclusively to them. They have a chronic illness rider, which will allow you to use up to 75% of your death benefit to cover long-term care needs. So if you take out a $500,000 policy, you have the ability to take 75% of that and use it for long-term care, home health care, whatever the case may be. But the great thing about this is they don't charge you anything for the long-term care until you actually use it and kicks in. And then you still have all that money available to you, and anything left over then is just applied to the death benefit. There are some other companies out there that have got some nice features that, let's say 8 years in, something changes and long-term care is covered by the government. You can take, say, hey, I want a mulligan and I want all my money back. They'll pay you all back and cancel the policy out. So, a lot of information here today. If you'd like to receive the Social Security brochure, give us a call at 400-6521. We'll be happy to send that out. Or if you've got questions on the market, maybe your investments, you're looking to retire, and you're wondering what to do with your 401k, the tax code is really ridiculous when it comes to the rules on 401ks and IRAs. And just to give you an example, let's say you wanted to retire at 55, but you're going to need to pull some money out of your 401k. You can have access to that money and not be penalized the 10% for early withdrawal. But anytime you withdraw money out of the 401k, they automatically withhold 20% for federal income taxes. So once you get past 59 and a half, you're better off to roll it to an IRA, take withdrawals out of that, and then you decide how much tax you want withheld. Maybe you only want 10. Maybe you don't want any. You're going to pay quarterly taxes and you're going to include it in that. Don't let the government hold 20% a tax withholding off your retirement accounts for an entire year. And there's a lot of different weird scenarios when it comes into the tax planning that we can help you with as well, and the income planning. So give us a call, 400-6521, 400-6521, or visit us online at Robert Stanlick, S-T-A-N-L-I-C-K, .com, and we'll be happy to sit down with you. Our office is got a great location right off of Centennial and Chuckwagon on the west side of town. Happy to sit down and go over any tax planning, trust planning, like Mike was talking about. And I want to get him in here in just a second to talk about a specific case where a friend of mine's mom fell and broke her back, and now they're going, geez, what are we going to do? We think we're going to have to do a nursing home. We don't have long-term care. How can we protect our assets? So I'm going to grab Mike Muir, and we'll dig into that scenario here in just a second on the Money for Life show. Okay, because I didn't stay at a Holiday Inn, I figured I better go grab Mike Muir on this and give him the scenario I talked about. Friend of mine's mom fell and broke a couple of vertebrae in her back. The two boys are getting kind of worried about, geez, I think mom's probably going to need a nursing home now. Has got a fairly nice house. Has got an annuity that is paying out $1,000 a month. And I believe it's annuitized. And they're starting to get a little worried about some of her spending. So there's a lot of factors to go in, and I says, well, heck, we'll just get it hooked up with Mike here and have him talk to him about the Medicare trust planning. Why don't you give us a little scenario how we might attack something like this?
Sure. Well, with mom heading into a nursing home, she's going to spend down to $2,000 before she qualifies for Medicaid or some sort of assistance. And so basically the inheritance that mom had planned for her kids is now going to be going to the kids of the nursing home owner, so to speak. So a lot of people will read on the internet that that's actually, that's not happening is the state of Colorado will keep track of every dollar it's spent if she ends up in the nursing home. And then they have what's called the recovery lien. So that lien would be put against the home. And after that passed, the home would be sold, and those funds would be used to repay the state. So if the kids wanted to protect some assets from the nursing home spend down, they could reposition the assets into an irrevocable trust. And the irrevocable trust is basically a bucket or an entity where we can retitle the assets under that name, and they're repositioned so that they're not counted as a resource. However, because of that gift, or that transfer of property, the man would have a penalty period imposed by the state, where the man would have to pay or self-pay for her care. And so basically how that works is we put half of the money into the trust, and then we get penalized and use the other half of the money to pay for mom's care. So let's say the house was worth 300 grand, the annuity was 100 grand, or let's say the annuity was 200 grand. We could put potentially the house into the trust, and depending on mom's income, cash in the annuity and use that money to pay through the penalty period.
What if it's annuitized? Can they just take the stream of income that's coming off of that?
So it depends what county you're in as to how they're going to treat that. So some counties will treat an annuity that's already been annuitized or that stream of income to count towards her income. So every dollar that would go to the nursing home, but not count as an asset. Other caseworkers and counties, caseworkers even in the same county can interpret that differently, where the annuity would have to be cashed in. So even if an annuity is annuitized, there's still going to be a cash value, even if it's penalties associated with that. They would cash that in, and then that, the cash value would be considered an asset.
And what about the kids being able to step in and maybe get the power of attorney and medical bill, power of attorney and that stuff at this point?
Right. So as long as mom still is competent to sign, which basically means she knows what she has and who she'd like to put in charge, she'd still be able to sign those powers of attorney, and those powers of attorney could then be used by the kids to transfer the assets and accomplish the asset protection. If mom, however, is no longer competent, then our planning options are really limited.
And this brings up a great point, because you can hit the panic mode really fast and make a lot of bad decisions in panic mode, where, you know, okay, we're going to try and sell everything, we're going to try and hide everything, and we know that doesn't work.
Right, yeah, I've had cases where family had dad going into the nursing home, so they put, or they gave away the $600,000 farm to the six kids, and that disqualified him at that time for over 100 months. So the worst case is always a 60-month look back, which would be 5 years. By doing this, that family basically screwed themselves out of, you know, an additional $200,000. So you really want to talk to someone and have a plan before you file paperwork and before you do any transfers.
Yeah, before you, you know, pull up a website and say, well, yeah, just give it all away. And not everything on the internet is true. I hate to break bubbles, but that's the case.
Well, the other thing that sometimes people will come to me and say is, how long have mom and dad divorced? And that strategy, obviously, the state of Colorado was on to almost immediately. And so what they do is they accumulate at least one half of the assets to the person going into the nursing home, whether they receive it or not. So divorcing as a strategy really doesn't work.
Yeah, there's a lot of data with Social Security planning, the way the file and suspend has been taken away. They talk about, just get divorced if you've been married over 10 years, and then each of you are entitled to half of the other spouse's Social Security, so you could take that before you start yours. And I believe that they're actually catching on to that, which does bring up a great time to offer out the Social Security brochure that we have available. It's got all up-to-date facts with everything that you need to know about Social Security. And if you'd like to talk to Mike about this type of planning or to pick up the Social Security card, talk to Mary Thorne or myself, give us a call at 400-6521, 400-6521, and we'll be happy to get the Social Security card out to you or get you in touch and get an appointment set up for you to come in for a free consultation on that. So, again, the number 400-6521. I was listening to Doug Gottlieb on Fox Sports, and he's a master of leaving things hanging, so I thought I would try it with that. 400, wait for it, 6521. So be happy to sit down and go over that information and more. This Medicare trust planning is probably becoming a lot more important, Mike, with housing prices rising.
Correct. Yeah, a lot of people, their major asset is their home, and like I said, they have a mistaken belief that that's an exempt asset. And so by repositioning that into a trust and doing it early enough can really really protect, you know, the family's major resource. The other question I get from a lot of families is that, you know, is this legal? Is this okay to reposition assets in order to protect them? And just like you take your deductions on your tax return, Medicaid has its very own set of rules called the policy and procedure, or policy operation manual, we comply with all those. So in developing these Medicaid trusts or these irrevocable trusts, we read that, we know the rules, and we have our clients comply with every single one of those rules in developing these. So it's a process that Medicaid's aware of and that they understand, and as long as you play by the rules and dot all your I's and cross all your T's, everything's fine.
Well, and I would imagine they like it because they get the cash. Yeah. They don't have to wait for a fire sale on a house to collect any money. And if they know it's a fire sale, they're going to get low balls, so they're not going to pick up as much.
Yeah, well, the other thing is if there's a giant recovery lien against the house and there's no equity left, the kids just walk away and then the state has to deal with starting a probate and getting authority to actually, you know, get their money. So, yeah, it's a win-win situation where the state is usually beneficiaries end up giving at least some of mom's lifetime hard work or money.
Okay, so if that has raised some questions for you, or maybe you know somebody that might be going through something like this, you can give us a call, have them give us a call. We'll be happy to set up a time with Mike for them to talk about their specific situation, and he can go over the Medicare the Medicaid trust planning, as well as other trust and will options for him, absolutely free. That number to call is 400-6521, 400-6521, and have a great weekend, and we'll see you here next Saturday and Sunday on the Money for Life show.
The opinions voiced in this radio show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific investment advice or recommendations. Individuals should always consult their own tax or financial advisor regarding their specific financial situation before acting on any information provided. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Genos Wealth Management, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.